Donal Ryan. Donal, reaction to the draw just after being made, and it's Antrim and Derry for Limerick in the Junior All-Ireland Championship this year. And look, with the way the formats have been redrawn, you have a very good chance of making an All-Ireland semi-final.
We have a good chance, and look, everyone else looking, they'd have a good chance as well. You know, it's great to be back. I know we can't go back training the 14th of September, but we thought the year would have been a write-off, and it's nice to have something to aim for at the end of the year when we thought there'd be nothing happening. So, yeah, a lot of travelling, and so, yeah, we're hoping it might be midways, hopefully, but it won't be huge travelling for us. So, yes, I said, look, it's a bit of a positive, and the girls are back with the clubs at the moment, so to keep up their fitness, so that's something to look forward to.
How important is the club championship at the moment and the structures for that in getting girls back into competitive action ahead of that championship?
Huge, because look, they're going to play in competitive games. It's you can play all the challenges matches you want, but competitive games are where you come on. Like for us as a team, it's a setback for us because we had huge plans and things we wanted to do in March, April and May with our downtime, and even June, we had no real... Their original fixture was the 18th, 19th of July, and that set us back. But then I said I didn't think we'd have anything this year. So, look, it's something to aim at, something to do, and it's preparing for the following year as well, if not. But the club's back is great, and it's great for the girls, and every girls, as in all the clubs that have only played a bit of football. And sure, they're all at it up and running already, so it is... They're all buzzing. I heard all the clubs had huge numbers back, so great sign to see, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose from your own point of view, you'll probably be attending a lot of these club matches to see, because I suppose, look, the end of the league season to now, it's almost like a different world away insofar as, you know, the form that you might have seen in earlier in the season, that's really gone out the window now. It's a level playing field and everyone's starting from scratch.
100%. We're lucky with a brilliant SLC coach, and he did a program with the girls every week. He put up and he done Zoom class with the girls just to give something to do, and which he, you know, it was brilliant by him, and it was brilliant for the girls to have something to do. So he kept on top of that part, all right. But again, it's something to take the field in a match, and that's great from the club matches. And yes, we'll be busy going around having a look, and it's out the field is where you'll see it, because, you know, when you go back to your club, you're a bit more relaxed. The pressure isn't on you as much, so you tend to play even better. So then you can see a player in a more relaxed environment when they're playing.
And John, how important is this championship for Limerick? It sounds like a stupid question, but you know, you're trying to get back out of that junior championship. You know, it's a big step if you're in the development of this side would be to come out of that championship again and be at a higher level next season.
It is, and for Luke Davis, as I said from day one, and keep saying, you know, I don't want to go up and come back down. So if we're not ready, so be it. That's it. When we go up and stay up and build on that again. That was the original day one plan. So if it isn't this year, so be it. You know, it wasn't the be-all end-all. The be-all end-all was setting up the structures in place, getting the girls' core working strength-wise up, because they're young girls, they're going to be around for a few years. It's actually frightening some of them, because they're only 18, 19, and if 3 or 4 years' time, they're still young women and they'll have 3 or 4 years of SSC and experience of playing at inter-county level. So that was the whole idea from day one about it, you know.
And Donald, I suppose from a personal point of view, what have you missed most about the lack of GA or the no GA action over the last few months?
Yeah, look, it was tough, especially there in March, April and May when we had so much good weather and you had to stretch in the evening and you're looking out the window and saying, oh, look, should be out tonight. Yeah, you missed, that's what you missed. You missed the good evenings going out to the field. Everyone's in better form and there's a bit of a buzz. You're not out in a dark night in a wet field with lights and wet gear all over you. And yeah, you missed that part, right? And it's camaraderie, you know, when you're together, things are doing and you're learning, everyone's learning off each other, and the girls in the group get more friendly with one another and it forms that bond, you know, that kind of way. Yeah, so it was a big miss, to be honest. Like, you know, it was a void in my life because, look, in my household, we all are out every night of the week doing something. So it was a big change. But, look, we came accustomed to it as we had to, as everyone else had to. And hopefully, please God, we're out the other side of it. That's the main important part of it.
Yeah, and look, with the current structures across all the codes this year, those kind of wet nights and floodlit games, they could be a feature later on in the year.
Well, that's the way it's looking again, yeah. But look, as I said, I didn't think we'd have football this year. I don't think anyone did, or any sport was going to go ahead. So it's great, and I think if one plus came out of it, I think people realised when they hadn't got it is when they really missed it. Talking to people in all the codes, even Camogie, Harland, whatever, they all realised, oh, they missed it, they wanted to get back at it. So it might be a plus in the long term, people might realise, you know, this can be taken away from me at a moment's notice in regards, whether it be COVID or an injury even, you know, that kind of way. So people might appreciate it more and, you know, be more relaxed and appreciative towards it.